Good afternoon, Little Saigon, Seattle. Good afternoon to all the people out there wondering about the future and the present. It's currently Thursday, right before 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Indeed, Thursday, April the 2nd, right? Thursday, April the 2nd, 2020. Yep. It is. That's right. It's Thursday, almost 6 p.m. I'm just drinking my Folgers coffee here. Ah, here in Little Saigon, Seattle. I didn't do much today. I didn't even go outside. I should have gone outside. It actually wasn't a bad day outside. In fact, I can show you if you want to see, you motherfuckers. Look at that. Look at that bullshit, if you're seeing it. Isn't that some fucking pretty-ass fucking bullshit right there? The beautiful sky of Glimbus and Possibilicus. Can you imagine the living things that are desquimbulating? And for those of you in podcast world, sucks to be you that you can't see the beautificationist of it. But also, it might all be bullshit. And then there's the virus, and that's some kind of crap. So I don't know what to tell you about the virus, man. The virus, Cyrus the Virus. Wasn't that a movie, Con Air, Cyrus the Virus? Didn't John Malkovich, of all people, play Cyrus the Virus? Yeah, so I was thinking about Mary Poppins. And just by the way, Julie Andrews back in the day, you know, back in the mid-60s, hot. Hot. Yeah. I was thinking about Mary Poppins, and you know, I've been accused of sort of showing up, because I'm a drifter. Mary Poppins is a drifter, too. Keep in mind, Mary Poppins is a fictional drifter, but she is definitely a drifter. She shows up, she helps out, she, in a lot of ways, she gets treated kind of shabbily, because you get the sense that she'd love to, like, maybe fall in love and raise a family herself. But instead, she's stuck in this kind of hell dimension for cuckoo birds. Yeah. But I'm not Mary Poppins. If I was anybody, I would be what's referred to as Jerry Dobbins. And Jerry Dobbins is like this dude that lives in the alley. And you say, hey, somebody needs to watch the French Bulldog for a week. We're going to Hawaii. Well, that's not really a job for Mary Poppins. But that's pretty much right up the alley. Yeah, of Jerry Dobbins. And that's the job you can give Jerry Dobbins. Watch your French Bulldog. Dig a ditch. Hey, we need a ditch dug, Jerry. We need a ditch dug, Jerry. Will you dig us a ditch in the backyard? That's a job you give to Jerry Dobbins. You don't give that job to fucking Mary Poppins bullshit. If you have to clean out a latrine, and I mean a field latrine, that's Jerry Dobbins. If you come across some food in the road and you're not really sure if it's, you know, safe, you don't sacrifice sexy Julie Andrews, no. Hey, Jerry. You hungry? Would you eat a sandwich for us, Jerry? Yeah, that's the job you give to Jerry Dobbins. Taste the food so we don't all die, Jerry. That's right. Basically, yeah, I'm not Mary Poppins, but I might be Jerry Dobbins, and I don't know how I feel about that. You know, Dr. Freckles once said, if you can't be successful, be driftwood. I think that's good advice, especially these days. On the other hand, that's like saying you're a floater. And, I mean, nobody wants to be called a floater. But maybe we'll all be floaters in the end. Maybe I'm a floater. Maybe I'm a floater. Maybe I am Jerry Dobbins, you know? Next topic. Yeah, so you know how people will say things like that communism, we never really tried that yet. You know that communism shit? We never really tried communism. Yeah, we never really tried it yet. And when it comes to printing money to solve problems, we've never really done that, have we? I mean, you know, Argentina multiple times since World War II, Zimbabwe, the Mexico peso devaluation, I think that was 1994 or something. Yeah, we've never devalued currencies before. So we've never really tried that. Yeah, we've never really devalued currencies before. We've never tried that. We've never tried. So I was thinking about a a little bit of the near future, imagineering, that we should all imagineer, use our imagination, put on your imagination helmet and imagine yourself in the future and what it's going to be like. It's not going to be like the Jetsons for most of us. It won't be like the Jetsons for most of us. No. The thing is, probably, okay, so I'm in Death Zone 81, and by the year, I would say 2025, they will have relabeled most of the Rainier Avenue Zone as basically Sector 89. So Sector 89 will be where Labor Camp 7 is located, where currently there's a Safeway. That'll be labor camp number 7. Indeed. And over the entrance of Labor Camp 7 in Sector 89, over the entrance in Labor Camp 7 of Sector 89 will be written, "We haven't really tried it yet. Indeed, at the entrance of every labor camp in the year 2025, into the future, what future is left, at the entrance of every labor camp, at the entrance of every ghetto, at the entrance of every major protein cube factory or factories for producing Gomulex slurry, it's the best slurry you can get for $17.99 a gallon. All Humptus slaves in the year 2024 agree. Indeed, over the entrance of every factory for slurry, over the entrance of every, sickness prison or hospital, over the entrance of every Bill Gates, Tom Hanks center for vaccinations, and yeah, get your chip. It'll say the same thing. We haven't really tried it yet. You know that communism, we never got a chance to really try it. I mean, we took it out for a test drive, and we killed millions of Russians and Ukrainians. And then we took it out for a test drive in China. And yeah, millions of Chinese, the Great Leap Forward. 60 million Chinese, who's counting at 50, right? With Chinese, when it comes to labor camps and death camps, you kill one, 30 minutes later, you want to kill another. That's terrible humor. In the plague year? Indeed. Over the entrance of every slurry facility, over the entrance of every Bill and Melinda Gates and Tom Hanks up the butt yin yang center, over the entrance of all of the thinkery zones or schools will be written. We haven't really tried it yet. We didn't try the Marxism or the communism or the Keynesian bullshit or the printing of money or the fucking modern monetary theory. It's not like we haven't tried making government bigger. We've made it bigger. We bomb people. Holy fuck, if we bomb people. We've bombed a lot of people. But we haven't really tried it yet. Whatever the fuck it is, and I have a feeling that maybe this is the riddle that solves that classic rock and roll ballad from Meatloaf. You know the one where he says, "I'll do anything for love"? Where he says, "I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that," whatever that is. And we all can surmise, well, maybe he's talking about giving his girl a rim job, because frankly, I'm not sure I'd do that either. But whatever that is, it's got to be pretty fucking horrible. It kind of makes you think about the whole, when a Marxist says, we haven't really tried it yet. Well, I think that it's the same thing that Meatloaf was talking about. Whatever it is, it's not good. It's not comfortable. And no, they're not going to use any lube. So when they say we haven't really tried it yet, you have to ask yourself, what was Meatloaf so fucking afraid of? What was Meatloaf so fucking afraid of? What was it he wouldn't do for love? There was everything he would do, but he wouldn't do that. And when the Marxist says, well, we haven't really tried it yet, whatever it is, I mean, it seems to me that just about every corner of planet Earth has been plagued by statism and communism at this point, and Keynesianism and money printing, and every form of anal highway, uncomfortable rebar, up the butt economics you can fucking imagine. Every corner of the fucking Earth has been polluted and poisoned spiritually, philosophically, and actually by this stupid central bank nonsense. But we haven't really tried it yet. We haven't really tried it yet. Like, we haven't gone all the way. It's like the rim job for Meatloaf. We haven't gone that far yet. We're close. We're curious. We know it's going to be gross. Okay, let's just get that out of the way. I mean, come on. It's someone else's butthole. So we're like Meatloaf. We're a little hesitant, you know, about doing it. But that's what I'm saying. If a communist tells you we haven't tried it yet, they're talking about something really horrible that they didn't unveil in version 1 through 20. Like, now we're on version 50. This is like Rocky Balboa, and he's 800 years old, and he's been mostly replaced by hydraulics and, you know, really shitty wiring and fucking... And he's gone crazy because of radiation. Yeah, we haven't tried it yet, but I don't really need to know. It probably sucks. I don't need to see that Rocky movie to know that it sucks. It is a lot like that stupid Peter Jackson movie from a couple years ago, Mortal Engines, about giant cities rolling around like, what the fuck, SUVs swallowing each other up. Oh my God, the city of London is coming. I was drunk one night and I rented the movie. I got through 30 minutes of it. But I knew when I saw the preview for it, when I saw the preview at the theater, I said, listen, no. So you'll do anything for love, but you won't do that. And remember, we haven't tried it yet. And I'm Jerry Dobbins. It's nice to meet you. My name is Jerry Dobbins. I'm the drunk 18th cousin to Mary Poppins, and I'm nothing but trouble, baby.